And we're going to introduce you to Dave and Morton from the group. They are here. How was that for a segue?
That was lovely. Nice. That was great.
Not too bad.
Spot on.
So welcome. It's nice to see you guys again. And the tan has faded, I guess, from the time spent in the Bahamas.
Our studio tan. Did we get a tan?
I don't tan.
We didn't really get a tan.
Did you have much time to hang out on the beach at all, or?
Well, Mike got sick, so we had some time. Every morning we'd go out for a bit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was a great beautiful thing, because even if you spent 5 or 10 minutes beyond the studio walls, it was 5 or 10 minutes on a beautiful, unending, unbroken beach line with the ocean at our feet. The studio was literally like 50 feet from the ocean and stuff.
Wow.
So I remember a couple times I went out there thinking, before we were going to go record a track, I was going to go stand out on the pier and have like the winds of the ocean, like, you know,
blow your rock and roll hair.
Exactly. But then I stand out there and I thought, I felt such a cliche, right? That I just ended up going back in the studio, but it was a great place.
Oh.
We arrived at the studio just as Jimmy Buffett was leaving, and as we were leaving, Bon Jovi was arriving. So it's a Buffett-Jovi sandwich, rock sandwich.
That is strange. It's too bad there wasn't like a day overlap, because wouldn't it have been interesting to have Jimmy Buffett on your record for, you know, a song or something?
Apparently while he was there, he sat on a tuffet.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't want to know really anything more.
Ending the age-long mystery of what is a tuffet and does it go with curds and whey and all that. We were speaking with the Real Statics, and you can too. To keep in mind, our numbers are 870-EDGE locally and 1-800-461-1021 if you're calling from out of town.
All right. I like doing this.
What, the phone calls?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we play a song and gather up some listeners? This is the first single, and it's called Claire, and it's Real Statics, CFNY 102.1. Brand new music from the Real Statics and CFNY 102.1. The new record is called Introducing Happiness. It will be in shops tomorrow. Martin and Dave from the group are here talking about it. And without further ado, we have some calls. So let's just get down to business with the calls. We have Jamie on the line. Hi, Jamie.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Great.
What's things like in Toronto tonight?
Pardon me?
How's things in Toronto tonight?
Well, where are you?
I'm in Hamilton.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out here.
We had a great time in Hamilton on Saturday. We played at the Festival
of Friends.
Yeah, were you there?
No, I missed it. I was a little turned off, but I didn't get to see it.
It's an excellent festival.
That's good.
Yeah. Great time.
I was wondering, now that Wendell Clark has left us and gone to the Nordiques, will there be a part 3 to the Ballad of Wendell Clark?
And now that we know he's gay.
Oh, don't say that. Well, not that there would be anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
If Wendell says no, I'm sure it's no.
I've heard it's actually, it is no, you're right. But, yeah, there's always the potential exists. On a new record, the Saskatchewan that was on Melville was continued. So there's Saskatchewan Part 2. So, geez, there might as well be a Wendell Clark Part 3. But we'll see what he does this year with the Nordiques.
What are you looking for, a big season out there?
I'm sure. I think they have a great team. I think they can win that division.
That's good to know. So I'll be looking forward to that sometime. Then maybe next time in Hamilton you can whip something up.
Yeah, and actually, sorry?
And what is this game? Akon Diggity Sticks?
It's Akon Diggity Sticks. Well, that's the Etobicokean phrase for hockey. That's what we play out there. It's a variation on the game.
I see.
It's
many
a blood
changes?
Sport. Pardon?
Any changes in that game?
Any changes? Actually, no. The starting six play the entire 75 minutes. That's why, how come we have such great stamina and are built like large gods?
It's absolutely true, Jamie.
Really, really thick thighs we all have.
That's right.
Massive.
We bring Stairmasters and Climbmasters on the road with us.
It's like speed skaters. Just very frog-like.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jamie. We're speaking with the Real Statics, and we're going to hear some more music from their new record called Introducing Happiness. But first, we have Martin on the line. Martin, say hi to the Real Statics.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
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 But, Martin, you're here. How can you be there?
Hello.
Is this Martin from Barrie?
It was. I live in Scarborough now.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
I'm now in Scarborough, so I can see you guys anytime.
Excellent.
But anyways, when I saw you guys at the Palladium, right?
Yeah.
You guys said the album title would be Tackle Box.
Well, no, we took a vote, and people in the crowd voted for Tackle Box, but...
What happened?
We decided we didn't like it.
What's the reason behind the new title?
Behind Introducing Happiness?
Yeah.
Well, it's a whole new attitude. It's a whole new attitude in rock.
It's the new thing that's happening.
That's right. It's the new bumper sticker. It's the bumper sticker for Canrock. It's the bumper sticker of Canadian music that's going to be seen and throughout the rest of the world and heralded by the rest of the world, because we know that the middle to late 90s is going to be owned by Canadian music.
Of course. Is there going to be Trading Cards Part 2?
Yeah. We'll do a trading card set in about a year and a half.
Great. Thank
I've had
you very
a coffee.
Much,
I'm on a roll. Okay. Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, Martin. Good name.
We're going to continue to speak with Dave and Martin from The Real Statics and hear more tracks from Introducing Happiness. Right now, though, it is 6 Martin and Dave of The Real Statics about the brand new album called Introducing Happiness. It's going to be in stores tomorrow. Before we get to some more music, why don't we take a couple calls? We have Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa. Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Come out, Lisa. Don't be afraid.
Come out of the phone.
I just called just to let these guys know. I was Casey Wildcat in high school. And I recall one time the Rio Aesthetics did come and play in our cafeteria one night, oh, so many years ago.
Were you there?
I was there.
Wow.
I saw you guys. You had your videos and everything. So
we had movies. We had sandcastles.
Movies, that's right.
We were looking through our old yearbooks the other day, and we saw pictures of us.
Yep, full page. And I just wanted to say congratulations, guys, for keep sticking it out and keep plugging at it, because obviously you're doing something right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, excellent. You're welcome.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks.
We are speaking with The Real Statics. We're going to take one more call and then hear some more music and maybe some more calls after that. We have Dean on the line. Hi, Dean.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. How are you doing, Dean?
Good. Hey, the new song sounds great.
The new sound song great, too, eh?
My question is, I've got an older copy of Whale Music, like when it first came out. And I don't know if it's my particular version or something, but it sounds like it's pressed from a record or something. It's all kinds of scratching sounds. I don't know if that's a problem or if you guys remastered it or...
No, that was our new retro approach to recording.
No, we didn't do anything to...
It's probably
like
a faulty disc.
It might be bad.
There you go.
But the second edition was remastered.
Did get remastered, okay.
And pumped and up.
Yeah, it's about 50 times better sounding.
Good. I'll go for it then.
Yeah,
I'll take the old one back.
Time for a replacement copy, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call, Dean.
But hey, Dean,
yeah.
If you want to send the cover and stuff, we'll sign it and send it back to you. Really?
That'd be fantastic.
Sure, because if you spent the money.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
See ya.
You guys are just too nice, you know? You're just
now
too
we're not.
Nice.
We're hideous.
You don't know us.
We just turn on the charm for the radio.
Well, let's go to the title track from the record that will be in stores tomorrow. It's from The Real Statics, and it's called Introducing Happiness from CFNY 102.1. The Real Statics from CFNY 102.1. Brand new record is called Introducing Happiness. It is in shops tomorrow. Martin and Dave are here. We're going to take a couple more calls in just a moment, but a couple things I want to ask you. Listening to the record, one of the things that stuck out right away is that you covered Jane Siberry, and you put a very different spin on the song, and I'm assuming, of course, that it's a tribute to her, but how did you approach her? How did you get the rights to do that? I mean, what was your pitch?
I don't think we actually asked her permission, Kim.
No,
she could be barreling around the corner now. Did you ask her?
Yeah. She said, fine.
You did ask her.
It's that simple.
There you go, then.
It's just because I love the song. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. So you guys, obviously, you've got this party tonight. The record is out tomorrow. You have a UK tour pending as well, which I should think would be sort of something you'd be excited about and maybe a little scared of, too, because the UK press can be, you know, pretty tricky sometimes. You've toured Ireland before, too?
Yeah, we were there for a month in 1988. But yeah, the press is fickle and stuff, but we've seen, you know, great bands and stuff from over here go over there and get funny reviews written about them. So we'll take it in the spirit that they're offered. But I don't actually think we're really kind of frightened. I think we're excited because it's the first time this record's being presented on a global level. So hopefully we'll be able to get to all those countries, and it should be great going back to Dublin, because when we were in Ireland, we broke up there in 88, but we somehow managed to return, we will manage to return triumphant and intact 6 years later. So it should be great fun. We're playing with the American Music Club in Dublin in a 1,000-seat theater, the Tivoli, which is in Old Dublin, which is a great part of Ireland.
It'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Did you ever see that place?
I never went there, no, when I was there, but I'm told that it's really great. And Moxie Fruvis are there, and Corky and the Juice Pigs are there. And all of our friends, so...
We'll have fun.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, hope so.
So we have a couple more calls. Why don't we get to them? Because I know you've got a little bash you got to get to. So we have Dan on the line.
Question? Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
How you doing? I'm from Buffalo, New York, and I was just calling to let you... I heard the previous call of the girl who said you guys played in the cafeteria at her school.
Yeah, Kipling Collegiate.
Oh, that's really neat, and I was just calling to let you know that anytime you're in Buffalo, you're welcome to play at our cafeteria, City Honors High School.
What's the food like at the cafeteria?
Oh, it's great. It's called the Brass Rail.
Brass Rail? The Brass Rail. Actually, there's a strip joint in Toronto called the Brass Rail. What kind of school is that exactly, Dan?
Stripping school.
How are the fries and gravy? That's the ultimate cafeteria.
If you can promise Apple Brown Betty, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I could talk to the chef.
Okay. Does the chef wear a hairnet?
Yeah, all of them do.
Oh, too bad. They should let their beautiful hair flow.
Yeah.
Not really. I prefer not to get in the food, so.
We should probably make an announcement that Dave Clark, our drummer, who's been known for his long, lovely locks, cut his hair by about, 3 feet?
Yeah.
And you can see his ears now.
Kit.
That's right. He has ears.
Wow.
They're quite lovely.
Incredible.
They're like little pierogies.
They are.
Thank you for your call, Dan. We're going to move along and take two more and then play some music. We have Sean on the line. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Hi, Dave, Martin.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing swell. Are you doing swell?
I'm doing swell. I'm really glad to hear your records coming out tomorrow.
Thanks.
I wanted to say I saw the Palladium show in April, and I thought it was one of the most interesting rock and roll experiences of my entire life.
Interesting. Does that mean good?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was really intriguing.
Thanks.
And I saw your show in Kingston, too, but I found it a little hot. I was wearing my yellow rain slicker at the time, so it was a little rough. But I wanted to thank you guys for letting me chirp on stage with you and stuff.
Oh, did you dance like a crazy bird? Yeah, of course. It's Sean.
Yeah,
the crazy bird man.
Yeah, it was
Kingston.
A lot of fun. I wanted to tell you guys I appreciate it. And I saw you guys in Canada Day, too, but and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we got your crazy postcard about 2 weeks ago.
Did you? No kidding.
Yes, sir. Oh. Canada Post came through.
You haven't gotten the 8-foot stuffed ostrich yet, though, yet?
No.
How do you guys
Martin's
remember
working
this?
On that.
How do you remember this? I've seen.
Well,
you do...
it's not every day that some guy in a yellow suit comes up and does a bird dance in 7/8 time. So,
was it 7/8 time?
It was 7/8. Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah, it was to the song of flight too.
Oh, that was
outstanding.
Sean, you were outstanding. Where do you? You don't live in Kingston anymore, though.
I was afraid it was a song I'd never heard before, and I wouldn't even know the words.
Oh well.
How embarrassing wouldn't that be? Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Good luck overseas and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll see you when... I think we're going to play in Toronto in October at the Bathurst Street Theatre a couple of nights, so...
Cool. Are you going to be coming back to Kingston at all?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
See if they open the gates of the city for us.
We're not playing AJ's Hangar. Because,
no,
because
we're barred.
Playing AJ's, eh?
No AJ's. We're barred for spouting satanic verses. But come to the Bathurst Street and I'll call you up and you can do another bird dance for all the people.
No kidding.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean. We're going to take one more call and then play some music. We have Aaron holding. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Dave and Martin, I want to thank you very much. I sent you a birthday card for my best friend to sign last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the greatest thing that you sent it back, and you sent it back really fast.
What did we send back exactly?
I sent a birthday card for you to sign for my best friend, and you sent it back real fast, and it was really nice. He was terribly excited.
Because I remember some fan sent us a note and said, could you send a glossy picture with your autographs on it? So instead of sending a glossy picture of us, we sent a glossy picture of the Bare Naked Ladies back to them. And I think that was even better than what they actually wanted. So, but we love doing that kind of stuff.
It's really impressive to see. And I think, really, I don't think an American band, or really, this is generalization, but I think Canadian bands are really more fan-oriented, and it's really great to see.
Well, because,
so,
yeah.
Thanks very much.
You get to know people because it's not such a huge country.
Yeah.
Population-wise, anyways.
Yeah.
And it's a big drive.
The Giants... star structure is not collapsing under its own weight as it seems to be in other countries.
Too small to be a rock star here, thank God.
Mm. And Aaron, so you're a member of the Greensprouts Music Club. Tell people how they can become members of the Greensprouts Music Club.
Well, I wrote to the management address in all of your tapes and CDs, and I asked. And also I talked to Tim at a show in Brantford, so he kind of signed me up too.
Thanks for dancing in Brantford. You were one of the four people, right?
Yes, I was one of the four.
Yeah.
My friend who you got up on stage.
You know, Ron McLean was at that show. He didn't dance.
I was dancing.
I know.
My little brother didn't dance, though. He's embarrassed.
Oh, well. Swap him upside the head for us.
He's taller than I am, but...
So, Aaron, you got to go get this record. It's called Introducing Happiness, and it's out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to.
All
right.
Cool.
Another convert right there.
There you go.
Thanks for calling, Aaron. Thanks to everyone. We're going to go to the first song on the record and part by saying thank you for coming and best of luck. Best of luck in the UK and with everything, and maybe come back and see us in October with stories to tell.
You know it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Brand new music from Real Static, CFNY 102.1.